All right, let's go to tech stuff. Now, I'll start off with Medibank, the stolen data. Now, some of it's been released onto the dark web.
Yes. So should you be concerned? Probably no more so than the Optus stuff that's floating around out there and everything else. So it's all the details about you, but it's also about medical procedures that you've had. So if somebody buys it, what you have to be aware of is if somebody rings you, Darren, or you get an email or a text that says, we're from this company and we're going to release this about you, or they try and trick you in any way, they know all about you anyway.
Yeah.
So it's already out there. You don't pay, you know, and I agree with Medibank, you should never ever pay ransom out there because it just encourages people.
Yeah.
You know, yep, you might have been treated for something. That will be leaked. They'll know, you know, about it. Then there'll be some blackmail element will come out. We all hope it doesn't get to that stage, but you have to be aware that it might get to that stage. And you know, somebody contacts you and says, Darren, we know you are getting treated for this, this, and this, and you know we know all about you. We're here to help. Pay us $5,000. What are you going to do? Mm. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
it's an awful time, Darren. It really is.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now. Just on that, can you explain briefly what exactly is the dark web?
So the dark web is like you have to have special software on your computer to go to what's called the dark web. So you have to install a browser. I won't say which one it is for it. And then there is a different search engine inside this browser that you can go along and search for downloaded documents, data breaches. Buy illegal things on there. And that's why we try it and try and not give it so much publicity because we don't want kids going there.
Mm. Why don't governments just shut it down? I mean, surely...
It literally floats from server to server.
Yeah.
And most of it is stored in countries where... I keep hearing Russia is involved in a couple of these breaches at the moment. Nobody's going to go to Russia and try and close this down, are they?
No.
No.
All right, okay, so that's Medibank. Let's go on to, now you got a warning for Google Chrome users?
Yeah, I do. If you should know how to access extensions in Google Chrome. So if you go to the top right-hand corner, there is three dots on there. You open the settings up, then on the left-hand side of your page, you've got extensions on there. If you have never done it before, open it up and see what extensions you've got on there because most of them can always be deleted. You don't need these things in there. They're designed to supposedly help you enhance your web surfing experience. But unfortunately, we're finding at the moment there are some extensions get installed that change your search engine to somewhere you don't want to go searching. It sends you when you try and buy something off. Let's pick on Click Frenzy for a moment. It goes to a duplicate Click Frenzy site and you might do your money on there. So check your extensions, take them all off. You just don't need them, people. And you can just happily search in Google Chrome. The same thing applies to, I've got to say, to Edge and Firefox. If you don't use the extensions on there, get rid of them.
Righto. I haven't heard anyone use the word Firefox probably since the Clint Eastwood movie came out of the same name.
It's about 7%. That was a good film.
It was.
About 7% of people, and the only reason Firefox is still around is that Google gives them some money every year to keep going.
Okay. Right, let's go on to Instagram. Now, this age verification system in the UK.
Yeah, and they're very hot on age verification in the UK. So what happens is that we get some users of Instagram over there try and change their birth date from under 18 to over 18 so that they get, let's say, a more adult content on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is before you have to, if you go along and change it, then you get a warning from Instagram, so you've got to submit an ID. But they've teamed up with a company over there now that gets you to take like a video selfie. And you get the result back in 20 minutes. So basically, you look at the camera, turn your head to the right. They'll tell you in 20 minutes whether you're actually 26, 28, 32, or 12.
Right.
So, and, you know, it's a facial age estimation. Now, it's facial scanning. They try and say it's not facial scanning. Sounds like facial scanning to me, doesn't
yeah,
it, Darren?
Yeah, yeah.
This company's got, it's not quite facial scanning.
We're scanning your facials. We're scanning your face, but it's not facial scanning.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, which is probably a better system than they want to do, because what they want to do, if you ever went to an adult website in the UK, you had to go down to the post office and buy a license to go along and prove that you're 18. To yeah. browse adult sites on the internet.
All right. Now, Elon Musk with Twitter. Oh. What's going on? He's fired nearly half the staff.
So it's Twitter's a train wreck. So he went in there, he fired half the staff. He did it by email. Most of the Australian staff are gone now. Then he realised that Twitter couldn't function, so he had to rehire some of them back. Then he got the coders to go along and... You had to go along and line up, but you had to print the last 60 pages of code that you wrote for Twitter.
Right.
So they all had to print it out, and then they had to line up. Now, here's the interesting fact. As far as research has shown, Elon can't read code. So, you know, why he got them to do this? And now for $8, you can be verified. Now, verification, you get the blue tick guarantees that I'm the Adelaide Tech guy, you're Darren from 7AD... on it. Now, it used to be for important people. This is going to sound really snobby, like us, Darren. We're in the media, right?
Okay, now, that's a loose word to use. Important.
Yeah. Come on now, Darren, I'm pumping your
okay.
tires up.
Okay, right,
well.
Yeah, okay.
But now, for $8, any Joe Blow can be verified.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter anymore. Why would you pay Elon the $8? Terrible.
Right, so... I don't know what he's doing. I mean, this is the richest man in the world, so obviously he's no idiot. But
well, yes,
he seems to be putting the cart before the horse.
I think he's just all he's doing is putting some things in place to go along and just to go along so he can sell it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, maybe he just plans on buying more social media platforms. And merging them into one, and he's just cutting the fat as he goes, I guess.
He could do that. So, yeah. There's a bit of fat over at Facebook.
There you go. All right, mate, thanks for that. Plenty of info, particularly on that Google Chrome and also the Medibank data on the dark web. If you go to Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. Thanks, mate. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.